Hello, friends. The name Jesus and the word strange just doesn't seem to go together, does it? But our study today, well, let's see those who saw strange things during the time of Christ, or did they? Stay tuned for our study from the International Gospel Hour.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For almost 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you to our Jay Webb and greetings to all of you. It is so good to have you with us for our broadcast today, wherever you may be listening to us. We appreciate your choice and tuning in to our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. As of this broadcast today, for almost 90 years, we have been on the air somewhere every week. That is amazing, and to God be the glory. So let's continue that today as we study from the Gospel of Luke chapter 5. We're going to consider verses 17 through 26 as we talk about, "We have seen strange things today." The Bible reads, "Now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said to him, 'Man, your sins are forgiven you.' And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, 'Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?' But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, 'Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven you," or to say, "Rise up and walk"? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins.' He said to the man who was paralyzed, 'I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.' Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, 'We have seen strange things today.'" Friends, I love this account in the life of Christ. And note some things with me by way of introduction. Nothing was going to stop those men who had the paralytic. Verse 18 says, "They sought to bring him in." I love the wording of the beloved King James Version that says, "They sought means." In verses 19 and 20, their faith brought forth their creativity. And you know, nothing can stop one of faith. When one sees Jesus and believes in Christ and is obedient unto him, nothing will stop that person. And it was concluded, "We have seen strange things today." Again, the name Jesus and the word strange just doesn't seem to go together, does it? But to those witnesses that day, well, let's think about it. A man is lowered from the roof inside. Jesus praises the faith of those that did so. Jesus forgives a man's sins, tells the man to get up and walk, and he did. And you know, they couldn't get to Jesus because of the crowd. But did you ever consider that the man's exit got him through that crowd much easier than before? Oh, yes, it did. Well, sure, it seemed strange to those in that time. But you know, nothing is strange of the power of Jesus Christ. John 20, 30 and 31 says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." When we read of Jesus' power, we can believe in Christ, friends, and to God be the glory. But you know, friends, there are some strange things when it comes to following Christ. Some strange approaches, if you will. Now, just as they saw things that were strange or unfamiliar to them, well, there's a few things that are rather strange today in light of the power of Christ. Let's think about those things in just a moment. But first, R.J. Webb has something that, well, friends, it's not strange for your study. Matter of fact, it's a great tool to use. Here is R.J. Webb.
We at International Gospel Hour appreciate our co-laborers at HouseToHouse.com, an outstanding website with topic research, free materials, and an excellent media section. Check it out today at HouseToHouse.com, and please request a free copy of House to House, Heart to Heart. May this be of aid in your studies.
Well, thank you again, Jay. And again, friends, that is housetohouse.com. We hope you'll enjoy perusing that site and using it in your studies. Now, friends, let's talk about some strange things today, if you will. You know, it's a strange thing when people are lacking in Bible knowledge in a day of new versions of the Bible. Now, friends, I would not endorse every version of the Bible that is out there, to be very honest. I would not. Sometimes the translation committees, they have a tendency to bring in a bias. Here on our broadcast, we use the New King James Version for clarity and for accuracy. And we will refer to other translations that may be accurate in a certain verse or so. But our desire is to grow in our knowledge of the Word of God. But it's a strange thing today to see people lacking in Bible knowledge when we don't have to be. Have you ever noticed on the television show Jeopardy that questions on the Bible are usually the last ones requested and the least answered? In the days of Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, Hosea said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," or rather the Lord through Hosea. Psalm 119, each verse mentions the Word of God in one way or another. There may be two or three exceptions, but they all aim toward the importance of the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, friends, there are some reasons that have weakened our knowledge, and it could be other interests, just a simple failure to pick up the Bible, and to look to be served instead of to serve. And you know, friends, in this day and age when there's all kind of tools at to our advantage, it's a strange thing when people are lacking in Bible knowledge. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10, verse 17. Second, it's a strange thing why some relatives find a relationship to God more important than other relatives do. When I was a local preacher in congregations of Churches of Christ, I would see a wife attend without a husband, or even a husband attend without a wife. Parents would attend without their children. Children would attend without parents, maybe come with a grandparent. And I saw this in a number of assemblies. Dear friends, we will affirm the following because the Bible affirms the following: that when households are God-given and God-driven, they are what they need to be. Let's think about this for a moment. They are exactly what they need to be. Let's think about that, if you will. How about in Ephesians 5, verse 23 through chapter 6 and verse 4, that husbands and fathers have God-given responsibility? Dear man, if you are not giving a pattern of your life, shall I say, after God, you're missing a lot of blessings, and you're missing a responsibility that God has given. Wives and mothers have God-given responsibility. We learn this from the impact of the grandmother and mother of Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. The example brought forth in Titus 2, verses 3 through 5. In 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, although she is the weaker vessel, she can bring forth her husband with her life without the word. That's powerful. Children have God-given responsibility, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. And you know, friend, it is a strange thing when families are not on the same page religiously. May fathers take the lead, and may mothers guide the homes, and may children be obedient and to grow into what God would have them to be. Very quickly, here's a third one. It's a strange thing when there are individuals who are lost and know it and know it, yet refuse to do anything about it. 2 Corinthians 6:2 reminds us, "For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you." You know, now is the appropriate time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And you think about it, friends, we do not do that in any other aspect of life. If something's not right, we fix it. But why not our souls? Strange, 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 friends. What is so important that you are keeping your soul in jeopardy? It's not a hard thing to believe in Christ, to repent of our sins, or to change the way we're living when we know it's not right. To confess the faith in Christ and to be baptized into Christ, raised to walk in newness of life, and to begin a faithful walk. Dear friends, there's nothing strange about that. But it's strange when we know we need to do good and we need to obey, and yet we refuse to do so. Friends, with that being said, let's help you toward that end. Let's study on these things, shall we? Here's our J-Web with our free home Bible study course to help you along the way. Here is our J-Web.
Friends, the International Gospel Hour offers for free a Bible study course available by mail. That's right. At your own pace, you can study the Bible in your own home. It's free. Give it a try. Please call toll-free at 1-855-IGH-6988 and leave your name, address, and just say, "Home Study." That's it. You may also go to our website at internationalgospelhour.com, click on the Contact tab, and leave us the same information, name, address, and type "Home Study" in the message box. We'll send it right away. Thank you for your interest in the things that be of God.
Friends, with Jesus present through His Word, let us not have anything spiritually strange in our lives. Let us study the Word of God and do the things that are pleasing to God. And let us help you toward that end here from International Gospel Hour. Let us hear from you, and please give us a call or drop us a note and let us know how we can help. And we'll continue our studies together at another time. Thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour radio broadcast. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, as always, and until next time, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.